Thanks for joining us on the Light of Life podcast with Bishop Nathaniel Bond. Whether it is through worship or serving our generation, it is our endeavor to create an environment and opportunities for everyone to become empowered to live the lives that God has called us to live. If you like what you hear today, we encourage you to share this with your friends and family. Be sure to follow us on all of our social platforms. From wherever you're listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
Hello, friends. I am Bishop Nathaniel Lewis Bond, and welcome to the year 2024. I know it's hard to believe, but here we are in another year, and it's time for us to press toward the mark. I want to talk about that a little later on. Amen. But I want to say to all of those of you who are listening, we welcome you. We welcome you with open arms. We greet you with the love of God and expect God's best this year. Yes, I have declared a new thing, amen, for 2024. Isaiah 42:9 says, "The former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare." Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to declare the decree. It is time for you to speak into existence that you expect God to do. Now, I know the devil's going to try to discourage you. He comes but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But sometimes we don't mention that Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly." So get ready with me and let us decide and purpose in our hearts that this year we're going to have life more abundantly. I want you to get ready now to go with me into a brief message. I don't like for these messages to be too long, but I just want to share with you, and I want you to make, sometime I'm better at giving a message, a title, once I'm through with it. But let us look at James chapter 4. This really startles me. James chapter 4, it says these words, "Ye lust and ye have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not." The book says, "Because ye ask not." Then he said, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, and that ye may obtain it upon your lust." Let us pray. Father God, let this word be a blessing to your people. Edify us, multiply us, strengthen us where we're weak, and build us up where we've been torn down. Multiply. Grant it, dear God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to talk about living life with purpose. I'm talking about praying with purpose. I know in my Christianity, you have as well as I, have heard so much about, "Honey, you don't ever know. You don't ever know." Well, I know that's a certain part of life. Life has some uncertainty about it. But God said, "We have not because we ask not." I believe what God is saying here is that our approach, and we weren't taught this, our approach to God has to be more direct. The devil wants us to be uncertain. He wants us to fight with uncertainty. He wants us to run with uncertainty. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 said we fight not with uncertainty. We fight not as one that beateth the air. A drunk man just swinging all wild. God wants us to target. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize. There's a mark, there's a prize, and I need to press toward. Don't let nobody steal your dream, steal your vision, steal your faith, steal your hope, steal your ambition just because they want you to live with so much uncertainty. I know we should say, if it's the Lord's will, I know it's in God's hand. I know the counsel of our hearts, it has to be rooted in the purpose of God. And that's understood. But there's a role we play. God says to Joshua, he said, only be thou strong and of a good courage. If you go back and reread Joshua chapter 1, he says to him at least 3 times, be strong and of a good courage. Why is God keep telling this man, As I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Amen. God talks about the great things that he's going to do. God lays out territory for him. God sets some boundaries for him. God is certain about your future. Why shouldn't you be? He said, I know the thoughts, hallelujah, that I think towards you. I expect the devil to do it, but why don't people encourage us to speak it, to pronounce it, to say it, to declare the decree? No, the book of James said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Why don't we be strengthen ourselves, encourage ourselves, be encouraged, and decide, I'm going for it. Yes, I'm going to press toward the mark for the prize. And the book says, we have not because we ask not. Because the devil wants us to act like God is uncertain. And so should we know God is not uncertain? Amen. For whom he did foreknow, them he also predestinate, amen, to be conformed to the image of his dear son. Those he predestinated, he called. Those he called, he justified. Those he justified, he glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us. I'm here tonight because a God is for me. I'm here today because God is for me. Wherever you see me and whenever you see me, I'm here because God sees me and God ordained it. God purposed it. Don't I have the right to decree what God said? The Bible said God has spoken once, but twice have I heard this. As Psalms, God has spoken once, but twice have I heard it. That power belongs to God because God wants you to echo what he's saying. I know a lot of people will say, well, you're still in God's glory. Or you're trying to do it on your own. No, that's not it. That's not a fish was created to swim. A rabbit was created to run, jump in and out of the briar patch. I never saw a squirrel that said he was scared of heights. Can't climb that tree. Can't go up that tree. I'm scared of that limb. A squirrel? I never heard a rabbit say, can't run through those bushes. I'm afraid of bushes. Never heard a dog say, I can't bark. I can't get my mouth open. Okay. No, you were created for the purpose. You were created to win the fight. You were ordained and predestined by God to win. And you have to declare what he has already decreed. You have to declare. That's a revelation. You have to declare what he has already decreed. So say it. You have not. He said you lust to have, can't get it. You kill, you desire to have, can't get it. And then God said, you ask amiss, that means you missed a mark. Amen. You ask amiss that you may consume upon your own lust. I want you to be certain about your future. Paul said, brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this is one thing I do. This is one thing I do. You got to get this one thing down in you this year. This is one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. And he just wasn't talking about failures. Even your successes, you can't live in them for the rest of your life. I'm not asking God to repeat what he has done. I'm not asking God to do a sequel. I'm asking God for a new thing. The former things are come to pass. Say it, new thing. Say it, new thing. The former things are come to pass, but new things do I declare. Get ready to see something you haven't seen before. Get ready for God to do something in your life that he hadn't done before. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared. That means it's already been done. It's already been, it's been prepared. Why should I act like God don't want to bless me? Why should I act like I've been predestined? I've been predestined. The hand of God was on me for this purpose. Yes, you were created by God for a purpose. There's some fruit that you must bear. Yes, singing is in you. Preaching is in you. Writing is in you. Playing an instrument is in you. Being presidential is in you. To be on the high places of the earth, to produce, to write, to manage, to walk on the high places of the earth. You were created for that. You were ordained. I notice with singers, then sometimes people breed fear. They like to see you operate in fear, because when you're in fear, they can feel sorry for you. I've seen folks that walk out clear the throat. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. I'm a little stopped up. Y'all pray for me. I'll do the best I can. Y'all pray for me. When you manifest some uncertainty, yeah, folk look around. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord, have mercy. But let somebody walk out there, walk up to the mic with confidence in God. No pride, no pride, confidence in God. I got some friends who can sing so good, they ought to know they can sing. I know it. If I know it, I'm sure they ought to know it. That's some friends of mine that can play an instrument so good, they ought to know it. God did it. Amen. They should know it. I know it. Amen. So have confidence in what God called you to do. Have confidence in who you are and your purpose, because God is getting ready to do in your life a new thing. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. I know we pray and we plead and we beg and we scream and we holler. Reverend, I'm not trying to discourage you from hollering. Go holler all you want to. I holler too. But you thinking you moving God because you pleading and you're begging. Let me tell you, when you move God, when you line up with his word, when you line up with his purpose, when you declare the decree, why would God say something like, ye have not because you have? I am broke, busted, almost disgusted, going through everything. God said, we lusting and can't get it. We killing and we can't get it. We jealous and can't get it. We hating and can't get it. God said, you have not because you ask not. Is that something that we should take into consideration? I believe so. I believe we're fighting with uncertainty. We're fighting as one that beateth the air. We are running with uncertainty. God said, know where you're running. God said, know your target. Hit what you're swinging at. Hallelujah. I press toward the mark. Be certain of yourself. People want you uncertain. The devil wants you uncertain. That's why the devil uses, comes to Adam in the garden. Hath God said, comes to Eve. Hath God said, because the devil, if he can create some uncertainty in your life, he can get you to doubt. He can get you to second guess who you are, what you are, what you were born to be, what you were born to do. I declare to you, the devil is a liar. You be certain about that. You be certain about it. Make the devil has come down with great wrath, because he know his his time ain't long. Amen. He has but a short time to work. That means the devil knows he's certainly going to hell. He certainly knows hell was prepared for him and his angels. Ladies and gentlemen, why can't you be certain about your future? Somebody jump up and say, God said it, I believe it. And that settles it, whether you believe it or not. I'm going with God. A purpose in my heart, a purpose in my mind. And God said, we have not because we ask not. So God said, when it's necessary, speak to your mountain. Yes, it may look like a mountain. It may not be a real physical mountain all the time. But God said, speak to it, whatever it is. Speak to it and say, be thou removed and be thou cast into yonder sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that he have whatsoever he said. God said, it shall come to pass. It's your job to speak. It's your job to believe it. It's God's job to make it happen. And I decree right now, it's going to happen for you. It's going to happen for me. The blessings of God are sure. What God gave you a dream about, what God gave you a vision about, what God spoke to you, what God ordained you to be, what God purposed for you to be, you shall be all that God said to be. And I decree it right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, let's start the new year off right. Let's be who God said we're going to be. I declare a new thing for you. Amen. Run with certainty. Fight not as one that beateth the air. You are pressing toward the mark for the prize. You're going, and the devil know it. I know you think the devil is fighting you because of something in your past. The devil is a lie. Paul said, forget that. Forget that. That's not what's stopping you. Forget that. What's stopping you, if you take your eyes off the target, press toward. I want you to get it in your mind. I want you to put your vision before you. I want you to say what God said. And then I want you, in the name of Jesus, whoever you are, wherever you are, starting a business, doing something you hadn't done before, writing a song, amen, getting ready to step out by faith and see God do something. Do it. Do it. God purposed, God ordained, line up. I started to say that a little earlier. The real intent and purpose of prayer is to align you with the will of God. I know we shouldn't pray like we're trying to change God's mind every time we close our eyes. God, please, God, oh God, you don't, no. So be it unto me according to your word. God said it, he wants you to have it. God said it, he mean business about where you're going. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare victory, I declare success, I declare overcoming. This is Bishop Nathaniel Bond saying, the future belongs to you. God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life. Father God, bless those who have heard me. Bless those who have been inspired. Let them ask in faith. Help them not to ask amiss, and help them not to be afraid to speak and say to this mountain, be thou removed, whatever is hindering you. I say be healed, my brother, my sister. I say be healed. I say you be restored. I say you live. You live. You walk by faith and not by sight. You run and not be weary. You go ahead, man of God. You go ahead, woman of God. You go ahead, child of God, because the future belongs to you. We bless you now in the name of Jesus. Until the next time, God be with you. Walk by faith and not by sight. You can write me, Nathaniel Bond, P.O. Box 1501, amen, Jackson, Tennessee. That zip is 38302. Until the next time, tell a friend, tell somebody about Bishop Nathaniel Bond and the Light of Life podcast.
Thank you for tuning into the Light of Life podcast with Bishop Nathaniel Bond. We pray that you have been blessed and inspired. If you would like to be a blessing to our ministry, you can give at llmdhp.org/giving. Be sure to follow us on all of our social platforms. So remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.